Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Our friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, joins us in 20 minutes, taking a spin around the NFL. Can't wait to have Danny on the show. All our bets for tonight coming up 40 minutes from now. And Femi, tonight's NBA slate just got a little juicier. Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves has been cleared to return as the Wolves visit my New York Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns being called a game time decision. And Darius Garland has been upgraded to probable for the Cleveland Cavaliers as they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Garland has yet to play this year for Cleveland. So this is going to be an awesome night in the NBA. We'll handicap it for everyone, give you all our bets at the end of the show. But for right now, we continue with It Moved, week number 10 in the National Football League. Jake, please hit the music as we continue on. And our next game, Femi, oh yeah. You've heard of the Super Bowl. You've heard of the Toilet Bowl. This is the Tank Bowl. As this will be, I guarantee, the only game this season where the Cleveland Browns will be favored on the road by 2.5 points. Tell us what's happening, Femi, with the Browns and the Jets. The side movement all week after the Jets trade away arguably their two best players, Quentin Williams to the Cowboys and Sauce Gardner to the Colts yesterday.
Yeah, this opened gangrene 2-point favorites. And then all of a sudden we got the trade news on Tuesday, and now Cleveland is a 2-point favorite in the game. We have flipped favorites in favor of Dylan Gabriel as a road favorite in an NFL football game. Those are real words coming out of my mouth. The total has actually been bet up to the over because the guys that Jets traded are two impactful defensive players in cornerback Sauce Gardner and defensive tackle Quentin Williams. So this was 37. Now we're out to 38. I don't think we're going to go much higher because as Nick outlined, I don't think either of these teams want to win. They want to position themselves to get a quarterback that's playing on Saturdays right now. But in terms of the injury news, let's run through it. Quinshon Judkins, he is off the injury report. So good sign there for the Cleveland Browns. Judkins back with the shoulder injury. Isaiah Bond, he was DNP. Cam Robinson, he has an illness, was DNP. Tyson Campbell, their corner, he practiced in full. And for the Jets, Garrett Wilson, dealing with the knee injury, limited in practice. So good news there for Gang Green. As for my betting opinion, I'm staying away from this game. Like, I guess you could say maybe this is the time to buy the Jets. It's never Cleveland. It would only be Jets. But I mean, with what's going on in that locker room, Breece Hall, Quincy Williams, like, are these guys locked in? Do they want to be there? It remains to be seen. So I'm just going to pass the game.
I think it's Jets or nothing, but man, I don't know if I can bring myself to click that button on the New York Jets.
Got tweet through the trade deadline. Got Quincy Williams got benched. Quinnen's brother. Yeah. Like, it's not good.
Then there's also Dylan Condo Gabriel. On their wrist, girl. They're crashing out. Yeah, Breece Hall with the big time crash out.
I'm crashing out.
Dude, what a great song. The Tom Brady Bowl in Tampa, as the 6-2 Buccaneers come off their bye, Femi, to host 7-2 Drake May and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, this is a hell of a game. You know it's a hell of a game because we haven't seen any line movement. That's how you know that the odds makers, everyone's dialed in. We all know what this is supposed to be. The Bucs are a 2.5-point favorite. That's what they open. That's where they currently sit. Although there's a couple like 2.5s, minus 115. Maybe we could touch 3. I don't think we would see that until later on in the week. But right now, it's 2.5 across the board. The total has been hanging out at 48.5 over the last few days. So no real like big news with the line movement. There is big news, though, from an injury standpoint. We'll start with the road team. Ramondre Stevenson was not at practice today. He was a DNP, maybe opening things up for Travion Henderson once again. Kayshon Boutte, also a DNP. But the big news on defense, Christian Gonzalez, dealing with a concussion or the head injury, practiced in full today. So Gonzalez, that's a good sign for what could be a really massive game come Sunday. For Tampa, not so great. Bucky Irving, coming out of the bye week, still DNP. Chris Godwin, still DNP. Hassan Reddick, their pass rusher, he's a DNP today. So let's see what happens Thursday and Friday. But for me, I kind of agree with Whale. Drew Dinsick, we had on yesterday. If it gets to 3, I think I'd bet New England. But part of me thinks that New England might just kind of be the trendy team because everyone sees how good Drake May is. Maybe Tampa ends up being the right side. But at 2.5, there's no interest for me with this game. But it's going to be a hell of a game to watch for sure.
Yeah, I guess like lean for me towards Tampa. But not there yet on a bet. And can I just, just be honest. While you were talking, not that I was not listening to you. I was listening to you, but I was thinking about what you had just said previously. We were talking about the Browns and the Jets. And I said, like, because you were like, maybe now's the time to buy the Jets. And when you say that, I'm like, oh, like, it makes a ton of sense. All this line movement. Now maybe you're getting some theoretical value with the Jets. As you were talking, I'm actually thinking, like, are the Browns going to beat them, like, 20-3? How are the Jets going to score? Like, we would say that in general. And then, is Quinshon Judkins going to run for 200 yards in this game?
There's a potential for that. Best unit in the game by far, Browns defense. It's just Dylan Gabriel, favorite on the road.
What's the second best unit in the game? Is it the Browns
special
offense?
Teams. I don't know. it might be the Browns offense. Because the Jets offense is terrible. Like, I don't think the Jets offense is doing anything on that defense. And the Jets defense straight away Sauce, Quinnen, bench Quincy, and they were already bad to begin with.
All right, fascinating game in Seattle with the Seahawks hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Femi, Jacoby Brissett will be starting for the Cardinals for at least the next 4 games, if not the entire season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my read on this as I'm just like, I've turned into Mr. like quarterback conspiracy theorist this year. And like,
tinfoil guy.
Can I tell you what this feels like to me? I don't think he's really that hurt. I think this is them being like, we're going to get you out of here next year. Just like, stay away. We want to play Brissett. We're going to put you on IR. Don't cause a stink. You'll have a new team next year. Just like, leave us alone right now. That's my conspiracy theory. I don't think he's actually hurt.
I think he's injured, but I do buy your conspiracy theory. I don't think he's hurt to this extent where he needs to miss like 6 more games or whatever. I actually buy your conspiracy because I could see them being like, hey, man, we're going to do you this solid because I don't like because that's what the tweets yesterday seemed like. It was like, oh, like maybe this is like the agent telling all the insiders, hey, man, like this is not a benching. It's because he's hurt and this and that, blah, blah, blah. I could see a mutual parting of ways that just doesn't get announced as a mutual parting of ways. And Kyler just wants to be out of there. And most importantly, they want him out of there. So I don't think it's too far-fetched, honestly. I was not with you with the McCarthy one. But like this one, I actually kind of agree. Like, it doesn't seem right the way that Gannon's talking about it. That's their prerogative. They can go about it how they want to go about it. And we'll see how Jacoby Brissett does on Sunday against maybe the best defense in the league in the Seattle Seahawks. This was 7 at one point. But then we saw Arizona win. Brissett gets named starter. Arizona got bet. We're now down to 6.5. The total, that's ticked to the under. It was 46.5, now 45.5. My betting interest with this is all on Seattle. Like, I like Seattle a decent amount in this game. I think the Jacoby Brissett optimism has been a banged up Colts secondary, a Packers team, which you don't know what's going to show up on any given Sunday, and then a game against the Dallas Cowboys. Now here's Seattle on the road. I think this thing comes crashing down, and I think it could get ugly. Like, maybe the Seahawks don't, like, score 40 points, but maybe this is, like, 27-3 Seattle. I'm laying 6.5 with the Seahawks. I like them quite a bit in the game.
So remember my thought on Arizona? Huge favorite, yeah. Bet the dog. Huge. When they're a huge dog, bet them. The games are going to be close at the end. I think Arizona's defense is... I'm going to bet the Cardinals here, and I'm going to wait to see if the 7 comes back. I love Arizona as a big dog. I love fading them when they're a big favorite. That's how I want to play this team. I think this point spread's so fascinating, Femi, with the Rams and the Niners. Huge game in San Francisco. 6-2 LA at 6-3 San Fran. I try to look at this game and not think about Survivor.
Oh. I've removed that from my memory.
What's the Miguel song, Reminding Me to Forget? That's like what I need here.
Just
no matter where you are, reminding me to forget. Like, I'm trying to forget about it.
It's already been removed from my memory. Until next year when I sign up again. But for right now, like, it's been removed from my memory. Like, we're not doing that anymore.
So what about this iteration of Rams Niners?
The Rams have been getting bet. This was 3.5 at open. It's now out to 4.5. And the total, that's been getting bet to the under, 50.5 down to 49.5. The injury report, once again, a mixed bag for the 49ers. It's just like, you don't know, like, Brock Purdy's limited. Okay, what does that mean? He's been limited the last few weeks. Ricky Pearsall, DNP, Bryce Huff, he was limited in practice, which is a big thing for them because all of their edge rushers are hurt. Most recently, Mykel Williams, the rookie who tore his ACL in the win over the New York Giants. So that's a bummer for San Francisco. And for LA, Puka Nacua, limited in practice today. That's like the big one for Los Angeles. He had the rib injury during the game against the New Orleans Saints. Sounds like he should be good to go is what Sean McVay is saying. I tend to agree with this betting market. Rams by more than a field goal. I don't really see like a massive edge here anyway. If Purdy plays, I think maybe it gives us an opportunity to bet the Rams that this would probably come under a field goal. But if this is what it's going to be, and it's going to be Mac Jones again, I think we're all fine here. Rams 4.5.
Yeah. Hard for me not to take the 49ers. Lions and the Commanders in D.C., Femi, lost a lot of juice, obviously, with the Jaden Daniels dislocated elbow. Marcus Mariota going to start for the Commies. And as you imagine, the Lions, a big favorite in this game.
Big favorite, but getting bet against today. This was 9.5. Now we're down to 8 at a bunch of sports books. The total has also been taken down to the under, 51.5, now 49. But you look at the Lions injury report, not great. The offensive tackles, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, DNP today. We saw them leave the game against the Minnesota Vikings. And now the swing tackle, Dan Skipper, who famously was reported ineligible against the Dallas Cowboys. He's got a back injury. So he didn't practice today. So this could be a really banged up Lions offensive line. Now the secondary looks like they're going to get Terrion Arnold back. He practiced in full. But the Washington Commanders, like, it's still a bad injury report. Terry McLaurin, DNP with the quad injury. That seems like a multi-week injury. And, of course, Jaden Daniels, the headliner. He's going to be out for the foreseeable future. At 8, I think I would either tease Detroit or not bet the game. If it ever got back out to, like, 9.5 or 10, I would actually think about betting Washington. But at this point, it's Detroit teasers coming off of the loss to the Minnesota Vikings.
The Detroit teasers, I feel like, do sound pretty, pretty, pretty good on the road at Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Sunday Night Football, Femi. That is true. Well, yeah, I have no winning one liner to come back with.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, like, should have just bet Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just called it a day. Chargers, Steelers, Sunday Night Football. Joe Alt out for the season. Rashawn Slater out for the season. But don't worry, here's Trevor Penning. What do we got? Chargers and Steelers.
Yeah, the Chargers traded for Penning for the New Orleans Saints. Bobby Hart also dealing with a groin injury as well for the Los Angeles Chargers. In terms of the line movement, this has been hanging out at 3 for much of the week. I think we're going to come off 3 at a bunch of different places. My guess is that we're headed towards 2.5, and I agree with that. Like, at 3, especially if it's minus 110, it's a bet on the Steelers. The total, take it to the under, like 45.5 down to 44.5. We talk about how the Chargers have no home field advantage. This will be a Steelers home game. There's a bunch of Steelers fans in Southern California. They will show up and show out with those damn terrible towels. I think this might be like 70-30 Steelers where Justin Herbert's going silent count. I think Pittsburgh at a field goal is a bet at +3.
Yeah, I think the betting market agrees with you, and tough for me to disagree here, right? Because this Chargers offensive line is in tatters going up against the
brutal
Pittsburgh pass rush that looked really good last week against Indianapolis. And we don't usually do the Monday night game, Femi, on Wednesdays it moved, but when it's the Eagles and the Packers, I think it merits it. Yeah. What do we got right now on Monday Night Football? Philly and Green Bay at Lambeau.
Potential NFC title preview, perhaps. I guess maybe the Packers
possibly
can get their heads on straight, you know. But right now, you have the Green Bay Packers as a 2.5-point favorite, and that's where we've been hanging out this entire week. Like, open 2.5. It's still early. First practices are going to be tomorrow on Thursday for both of these teams, but 2.5, Green Bay the favorite. Total still at 45.5. A little bit of money on the over, but 45.5 is where we sit. From an injury standpoint, things to keep in mind heading into tomorrow and the rest of the week, Friday and Saturday: Saquon Barkley with the groin injury, AJ Brown with the hamstring injury, and of course the big one for Green Bay is Tucker Kraft will no longer be with them this season as he has a torn ACL. So no Tucker Kraft for the foreseeable future for the Green Bay Packers. But for me, it's a bet on Green Bay at under a field goal. 2.5, I'll bet the Packers all day long. I think they show up in this game and we're going to get their best effort on a big stage.
Who do you think the popular betting side will be in the game?
I think it'll be Philly. Just because of like the Eagles' run game. Like, everyone's going to, I think, see what Rico Dowdle and the Panthers did. And now here comes Saquon and the Eagles' offensive line. I could see like people like just jamming that point home saying, how do they stop the Eagles' run game? And I honestly don't have a great answer to that question. I just think they're going to win the game.
Here's what's funny about the NFL. Like, it's the ultimate week-to-week league. It's like,
exactly. Like, how are they going to stop the running game? I don't know, man. It looks like a mismatch on paper, but I think they're going to win the game.
Yes, just like Colts Steelers last week. Here's 6 turnovers. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? It's the NFL, man. All right. All our bets for tonight will close the show. But on the other side, our friend Danny Parkins joins us, one of the hosts of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. We'll talk Bears-Giants. We'll talk the trade deadline and more with our friend Danny Parkins coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland bangs off his man! He's gonna score!
Home!
Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper! 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
My fellow Greek freak, my fellow Fordham Ram, Spiro Dedis on the call this past weekend on CBS. Unbelievable ending with the Bears and the Bengals. I had the Bears in some moneyline parlays. Was very happy to see Jordan Battle, Cincinnati Bengals safety, taking the worst angle that in this game, the worst angles that you've seen safeties take since Raheem Moore against the Ravens in that playoff game with Jacoby Jones when the Ravens would go on to win the Super Bowl. Literally bouncing off Colston Loveland like it's a game of bumper cars, allowing Loveland to run for the game-winning touchdown. I absolutely loved it, and I know that our guest at this time absolutely loved it as well. Celebrity Chicago Bears fan. First things first on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and former You Better You Bet co-host. And he asks me every week and says, you know, lead with former You Better You Bet co-host. And I say, you know what? I'm going to go with the other stuff. Fox Sports 1 can be first. Our friend Danny Parkins. On Twitter, at Danny Parkins. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Highlight of my week. Coming back on You Better You Bet. And I mean, all these Bears wins. I mean, my God. They're alive. Your playoff bet is alive.
Somehow, some way, it looked dire at the end of this game, but it is alive. Take us through the Danny Parkins fan experience in the closing minutes of Sunday's game, Bears-Bengals.
I mean, I watch most NFL Sundays with Nick Wright. I was not watching this one with him at his house or mine. And I think it was a good thing because I definitely like yell at the Bears games a little less when it's with him because we're like just watching everything and all of the bets and all that. I was saying some pretty horrible things at times during that game. Like it was
mostly
it was
geared towards
like
who?
Not
like who drew your ire the most?
Well, Richard Hightower, the Bears special teams coach, like, the Bears allowed a return touchdown in that game, had a big return negated by a hold, missed a field goal, and allowed an onside kick to be recovered in the same game. Like, when that onside kick got recovered, I mean, man, I was packing his bags. It was very, very frustrating at times watching that thing. But you know, the win, man, like they're not good, but they're not bad, and they're exciting, and they're getting better, and you know this, like, it's a stupid league, like, weird things happen. They could win 10 games. Do I think that's going to happen? I'd probably bet against it, given the state of their defense, the inconsistency of Caleb playing on schedule, and the schedule itself with the opponents. But who the hell knows? Like, it's just fun that they're alive. And as I ramble here for a second, we're now halfway through the season. And I know they played Dallas. And I know they played Cincinnati, two teams that may as well not be trotting out players on defense. The Bears are second in explosive play rate in the NFL behind the Indianapolis Colts. They're fourth in yards per carry. They're fourth in yards per game. They're sixth in points per game. They're ninth in sacks allowed. For all the consternation about Caleb Williams, eight games into the Ben Johnson era, in a lot of metrics that matter, they're a top 10 offense. It's a great day to be a Bears fan.
It's awesome to be a Bears fan. And maybe, Danny, it'll be awesome to be a Bears fan on Sunday, although I will say, so Danny and I have been friends for like 6 years now. It's like 2019. Danny knows I'm a Giants fan, texts me yesterday and goes, need to get the Jets fan perspective on the like the Sauce Gardner and the Quentin Williams. It was like, well, actually, well, I like the Giants. Giants Bears coming up this weekend. The Bears, Danny, are the preferred betting side in the market, out to a 4.5-point favorite. Do we see any chicanery on Sunday in Chicago? Can my Giants keep it close? Like, what's your view of this game, Giants and Bears?
I think Jackson Dart's going to have a very nice game. I do not think the Bears defense can stop a nosebleed right now, and I'm very, very sorry. The truth is, I think I was just doing so many things. I think I just was like New Yorker with big opinions who gambles, and I think my wires crossed, and I meant to text John Jastrzemski.
I texted you. JJ's a Dolphins fan. He's not even a Jets fan either. JJ loves the Dolphins.
I know. I messed that up too. So like, there's no way for me to justify. Well, I was like, was I meant to text Steve Gelbs, who does Jets post game? Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I just made a mistake, and I'm very sorry. But you're such a knowledgeable football fan. Like, even in the intro to this interview, you had a comp in your mind from years and years and years ago. For like, you could do an off the top of your head top five list of worst routes taken on an attempted tackle by a safety. That's just an impressive skill that you have. So I was happy to get your take on the Sauce Gardner trade, even if you are in fact not a Jets fan, nor, to your point, is John Jastrzemski.
That's the best part about this. Actually, I meant to text this guy who's also not a Jets fan, who's also from New York. At least, like, I'll say this, and we both love JJ. JJ comes on the show. Yeah. JJ, big New Yorker. JJ, you can't root for the Miami Dolphins if you're from New York. I might text him during the break and say that. Like, JJ should be a Jets fan, not a Miami Dolphins fan. Anyway, trade deadline is come and gone. I want to get your thoughts on the three principal teams involved, Danny. Let's start with the New York Jets and your view on what the Jets did yesterday and how Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji can manage this moving forward.
I think the Jets were the winner of the deadline. Like, if you're a bad team and a bad defense with expensive defensive players and a bad defense without them, and so having five first-round picks in the next two drafts and extra second-round picks on top of it, I know people don't love the quarterbacks in this year's draft. That's fine. And will the players you draft end up being as good as Quinnen Williams or Sauce Gardner? Obviously, the odds are against that. But you've got a lot of darts to throw at the dartboard, plus the money that you've freed up here. And if Aaron Glenn's a defensive coach who is willing to trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, maybe he doesn't love them so much. Like, Sauce Gardner was better when they played more zone. They play more man under Aaron Glenn. He's still a very talented player, but his passer rating against this year is down. Like, I think it's totally reasonable to say, let's clean house and stockpile assets and go to the rebuild side of this thing. So I thought the Jets side of the moves was my favorite thing anyone did yesterday.
Well, on the other side of that is the Dallas Cowboys, who made the move for Quinnen Williams, giving up the first round pick. What do you make of what Jerry did in the Dallas Cowboys? And do those moves potentially throw their hat into the ring in this NFC wild card race?
The last part of that, I think, is just clearly no. Like, they're 3-5-1. They're in 11th place. And I know the game against Arizona is an outlier, and maybe this is a little bit of recency bias because Dak has been awesome this year. And I do think the Cowboys' offense is very good. But they scored one offensive touchdown in that game. Like, they're clearly not some sort of, you know, roll it out there, they're going to score 30 points like Joe Burrow, Cincinnati last year, or the Lions from last year. Like, they clearly can lay an egg and not necessarily carry you to dominance. And Quinnen Williams doesn't cover anybody. Like, so they're still really bad in the back seven. So I don't think what they did is enough to salvage this year. And I feel bad for Cowboys fans because, like, Jerry Jones 9 days ago said they were not a defensive player away from fixing their defense, and he seemed to intimate that there were going to be no trades. And then a week later, he makes this trade for Quinnen Williams after saying to Stephen A. Smith on Mad Dog Radio, basically, I do what you do. I do controversy, and if you're not talking about me, I'm going to do something to make you talk about me. And I just find it interesting that in 2022, when they won 12 games, they made no moves at the deadline to try to get over the hump. And in because we were talking about them, because they were good. And in 2023, when they won 12 games, and they were good, and we were talking about them, they made no moves at the deadline. But last year, we weren't talking about them. Let's do a weird Jonathan Mingo trade. And this year, let's just do exactly what we said we weren't going to do and mortgage some of the future for a guy right now who doesn't solve our biggest weakness. Like, Quinnen Williams is a nice player, but there's just no logical consistency. And I think it's an 83-year-old man who's trying to put Band-Aids on a gunshot wound, and he craves attention and column inches. And I don't think the moves make any sense.
And it's like clicks over wins. Like, they should be like the Dallas Instagrams or the Dallas TikToks instead of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I'll hit you with this because I know that, and like your audience knows, like, real deal, like, you love to gamble. Like, I love to gamble too. Femi loves to gamble. Our audience loves to gamble. Do you feel like, as I feel like this, and maybe this is really obvious, it doesn't even need to be said, but I'm just curious your opinion. Jerry, to me, feels like a gambler on tilt who gambled with the Micah Parsons trade. He knows he lost, and now he's just, like, going all in on 2-7 offsuit, like, just to see if he can get some of it back. Do you get any of that sense from Jerry Jones right now?
Yeah, I think it's you have, like, a winning blackjack session, but you've got a dinner reservation, and so you don't have time to go to the cashier, and you're like, it's no big deal. I'll just carry around these chips in my pocket, and I obviously will go to the cashier. And then you have a few glasses of wine at dinner, maybe an old fashioned. And after dinner, you're like, reach your hand in your pocket for your cell phone. And you're like, oh yeah, the chips. And instead of going to the cashier, you just go back and play drunken blackjack. You up your limit. And then you go to your hotel room and have a hangover, and you have no chips in your pocket, and you never went to the cashier. And it's like the winning session never happened. Like, he just couldn't sit on this surplus of draft picks for long enough in order to truly maximize what he had. He felt like he needed to get right back to the tables.
Yeah, I used to. Danny,
that was a good a good gambling analogy. That was really, really good.
I thought it was excellent. And, you know, Danny has more self-control than me because Danny called it drunk blackjack. I used to call it blackout blackjack, where you just wake up and where'd all the chips go? Danny Parkins is our guest. First things first on Fox Sports 1 on Twitter at Danny Parkins. You texted me something yesterday that made me laugh. I'm hoping that you did this on TV. I'm guessing that you did. Tell our audience what you said. You had a take on Sauce Gardner and, like, specifically his nickname that, like, made me laugh. Like, tell and, like, the name specifically that you used made me laugh. I hope you did this on TV yesterday. Tell the audience what it was if you recall.
Yeah, I recall. And I can't totally prove this, but if Sauce Gardner's name was Gerald Gardner, I think he would have been traded for a second round pick. Like, I think that his name is so cool and his first impression was so amazing that we have dramatically overrated him. And it's like a cousin of the, like, you have to have a cool name to be a great quarterback, which is why I'm so shocked at how bad Arch Manning is, because Arch Manning is just, like, such a clear, you're going to be a Hall of Famer quarterback name, but he clearly isn't, like, that he's really ruining the theory. But yeah, Sauce Gardner, very good player, but not two first round picks and AD Mitchell is just and I know you don't have to pay him, and that's a big piece of it. Like, he comes with cost control. Like, you don't have to immediately give him a record setting contract like they did for Micah, or like they did for Jalen Ramsey, or like they did for Tunsil, or like they did for Khalil Mack. So I get that piece of it is different, that they technically have him under control through like 2030, but still, to me, he's like a B+, A- guy that they paid like valedictorian, like top of the market prices for. And I think it's at least partially because his name is Sauce.
I would like to ask you more questions about this, like why you chose Gerald, which for some reason I feel like is like the perfect name to have chosen here, like Gerald Gardner. But I think I'm like contractually obligated to ask you about Indianapolis moving forward now, so I will. So with Sauce Gardner now in tow, we have about a minute for the answer. The Indianapolis Colts, Danny, are now the blank best team in the AFC. And why?
I chose Gerald because I think they are the third best team in the AFC. I think it's It's Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Indianapolis. Like that's the big four. Baltimore doesn't have the resume, but they have the talent. Buffalo just blew out Kansas City, and Kansas City has the resume. And until we see Daniel Jones do it in the playoffs, he's going to have Sam Darnold syndrome. But I do think it was their biggest weakness, and they added to it. And so I want you to have Bill Zimmerman put a note. We need to talk about this after the Chiefs-Colts game. Because if he really did solve their biggest weakness, I think that Steelers game could be an outlier and they could be as dangerous as anybody in the AFC. But I gotta have the teams that I've seen do it in January above them for now.
We always love having our friend Danny Parkins on the show. On Twitter at Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. And little known fact about Danny, when he was growing up, he used to go by Sauce. Got into the industry and said, you know what, guys, I need to go by my real name now. Call me Danny. We appreciate you, brother. Stay well, and we'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait. True story. My first screen name was DJP Big Dog after Glenn Robinson, so I still have some friends who call me Big Dog. True story.
Mine was Raven 7500 because I liked the ECW wrestler Raven.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All our bets for tonight coming up next.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. Three, actually. I was going to say, I booked one of them.
Mm. Oh, are you trying to win Nick Costos' money?
Yes. Wait, so Monday was no guests. Yesterday was Whale and Baldy. No, Whale and Schlereth.
Well, yep.
Correct?
Schlereth. Yep.
And today was Baldy, Danny, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are 3 days into the week. Bill has booked zero guests. Nick Costos has booked one. Bill, I'd love to ask you a question on the air if it's okay, if it doesn't bother you too much. Are you around? It's actually not about this topic. Are you here? Okay. Can you?
What's up, Nicholas?
Turn your camera on. Bill, yesterday on the show, you had said that that we were going to have a custom open every day, Tuesday through Friday, and then today's was the same as yesterday. Well, what happened?
That is not what I said. I said we were going to have a regular generic open Monday and we'll do the specific opens Tuesday through Friday. I didn't say every day. As Tyler said, you know, you can't do it every day. You don't want it to get stale.
I mean,
although we do have a new open for tomorrow that's not for the 4:00. There's a tease.
Oh,
so we got a Brian Anderson open. Okay. But like, have you thought about like maybe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, I mean, wow, like, what else could it be? It's not for the 4:00, so it has to be 5:00, so it has to be Brian Anderson. Wow. Deductive reasoning at its finest. You thought, like, maybe, like, I don't know, the trade deadline, you know, just an idea. Did you think about it, or?
We didn't want to you didn't want the open to sit for a couple days? You had some good takes in there, Nick.
It's all
right. I want the audience to hear them. Amplify them.
Thank you. We had three tremendous guests on the show today. Brian Baldinger, Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast on CBS Sports. Tyler has typed in the chat that Bill is right. And Bill, there is no greater indication that you're dead wrong than Tyler agreeing with you on anything. And our friend Danny Parkin, some first things first on Fox Sports 1. Bill Zimmerman is our executive producer. The always wrong Tyler Morales. It's actually incredible. Like, he wins bets sometimes, but when it comes to, like, how about this? Life stuff, I like it. Like, he's got great takes on life. Like, I love his taste in music, video games. If it's something to do with this show, or, like, anything work-related, or, like, anything about, like, sports radio or sports television, Tyler's always wrong. It's amazing. He's our technical director here on You Better You Bet. Our engineer is the great Jake the Snake Hassan, who's having a great week. And our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a 4-hour live betting extravaganza, known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend. Brad, you're going to love this, because I did a couple shows with this guy, and I think he's very funny. The great Pat Boyle, hosting with Brad Evans tonight. And our guest at this time, The great Brad Evans. Brad, it is a Wednesday. What day is it? And great to talk to you.
Oh, amigos, it is indeed a hot day, which means what? Predict the prop.
Oh, let's do it, my friend. Let's get the three shot here, Mike Brown, if you'd like to win Nick Costos' money. There it is. Okay, Mike's in contention. Brad, let's play a game of predict the prop. Brad gives us a player. Yep. Femi and I try and guess the prop. If we get within 5 yards, we get the ding, ding, ding from Brad. And if not, we get, I don't know what you do if we're wrong, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Tomatoes.
All right, so Nick, you're up first. Give me a position.
Wide receiver.
All right, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's on fire right now, take it on at the Arizona Cardinals.
So JS, I know this because I have to do the Westwood One stuff for Sunday and Monday Night Football. So I taped like right before the game starts on Sunday night, and JSN's receiving yards prop was 99.5. And what I said in the update was JSN's prop is 99.5, and honestly, it still feels too low. The only question is, like, is it actually 100 or not? I think the answer to that question, I will say it is. I'll say 101.5 for JSN.
Femi?
Oh, man. Cardinals defense, you know, they showed pretty well against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to say 94.5 on JSN.
All right, both of you got the ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, but Costos is closer. The actual number is... indeed, 99.5. So, Nick, over under.
Wow.
Over. JSN.
Yeah. I mean, Femi? Goodness. So, I lean to the over, because I don't want to bet the under. I'm never betting the under, so it'd be a small bet on the over.
All right. I disagree. I'm going to take the under. Remember, he already played Arizona this year, had 4 catches for 79 yards. Just throwing that out there. All right, Femi, you're up next. Give me a position.
It was a big AJ Barner game for those who remember. Give me a quarterback. Let's do QB.
All right, let's go with Jackson Dart against my Chicago Bears. Again, pass yards.
Oh, I mean, Dart, I have never looked at any of his props, so I'm flying blind. I'm going to guess it's low twos. I'm going to say, even against the Bears defense, like 219.5 for Jackson Dart. That might be way
off. All right. Costos, predict the prop.
197.5.
Nick, you're way. Yeah. Femi, ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
The actual number is 217.5. So, Femi, what's the lean here, over under?
Me and the books. It's going to be over. I think the Bears win the game. Giants and Trail State. So I think the Dart's going to have to throw the ball quite a bit in the second half. And Willow agrees.
All right, take it the over. How about you, Nick?
Under for Jackson Dart. Also, did you know this, Brad? Are you an animal lover?
Oh, I love Perros. I got a corpulent Norfolk Terrier, so big dog fan.
Great. The dog's fat.
Yeah, chunky.
Yeah, you could have said fat. Femi drugs his dog. What do you think about that?
I have occasionally drugged my dog with various substances over the years. Fully support it. Some animals need drugs like real humans do.
Femi, your thoughts?
Doggy edibles. It is like PETA approved. Yeah, doggy, just to relax. A little bit of anxiety. She's anxious. Like, she loves my wife more than she loves me. So, like, my wife's away at work. So she's like, gotta get all riled up. So I gotta just.
So how high is your dog right now?
So actually, the last couple of days, I have not given her the edibles because they're expensive. And my wife told me that we cannot have these things already be done. So we're actually chilling. We're trying to wean her off the edibles a little bit and save some money. So she's actually been pretty calm today.
You have to send poor Willow to rehab. God almighty. Brad, what's the best bet for tonight in the world of sports in 30 seconds or less?
Gentlemen, I'm going to go with North Dakota State. I'll take that plus the points on the road tonight against UC Davis. Yeah, baby. College basketball is back, and we got a bunch of craptastic matches. North Dakota State got a lot of experience on that team. I love Strickland. I love Federson as well. The big man there in the middle at 6'10", I think is going to possibly post a double-double against an inferior
front line. Who do you like in the game? No one knows who any of these players are. You like North Dakota State?
Exactly. I'm going to take North Dakota State, baby.
What's the
Patterson?
Line?
Plus 3.5.
All right. So we like North Dakota State plus 3, because like, you could be making this up. All these names.
Indeed, I am.
I like Wentz and Lance.
No one's going to get it. Because you were about to launch into like 45 seconds of advanced statistics for North Dakota State and UC Davis. North Dakota State plus 3.5. Brad, have a great show tonight, my friend, with Pat Boyle, and we will catch up with you tomorrow.
LMU -7.5. That's Loyola Marymount, you jack wagons. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Oh, I thought we're getting a little.
You know who they're playing?
Loyola Marymount? Are they playing Fordham?
Yeah. No, they're playing Eastern Washington. Shout out to the Red Turf.
Why would you ask me that? Do I know who they're playing? As if, like, I'm thinking, like, oh, is it where I went to school?
No, it's just a school that I used to cover when I was back in my French Schmaltz days.
Do you know who they're playing? Eastern Washington. You could give me 1,000 guesses. I probably wouldn't have gotten that right.
Rodney Stuckey's school. Yeah, he's an Eastern Washington guy. Shout out to Rodney Stuckey, whatever he's up to.
Former Detroit Piston, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Seattle Mariners.
Running out of time. Let's drop the dope SB, please. All right, today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app. Please gamble responsibly. Download and subscribe. Do You Better, You Bet in podcast form. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Femi bets for tonight. College hoops, NHL, NBA, and we can spend most of our time on the association.
Yeah, I'll start off with the NHL then if we're going to go ahead and spend a little bit more time on the... Well, actually, I'll do NHL. Just a couple goal scorer props. We're going to go back to the Utah Mammoth. Not our guy, Schmaltz. He did light the lamp, by the way, yesterday. Hopefully everybody was able to tail that one. Dylan Gunther, plus 200 to score a goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Another guy that takes a bunch of shots. I think this is his chance to score the goal. And then also for the Calgary Flames, one with a long shot. Blake Coleman, plus 320 as they take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. In the NBA, two bets for me tonight. I'm going with your team, the New York Knicks. Everyone's happy Anthony Edwards is back off the hamstring injury. Great. I think this is a nice spot for the New York Knicks. Let me play the spot with the return of the guy. Like, do we have the fallen hero spot? Here's the guy has come back spot. I'm back in New York. I'll lay the 3 at MSG. And I'm also going to lay the 8.5 against the Pelicans. I'm back in the Dallas Mavericks, laying the 8.5 just because I think the Pelicans are a horrendous team and they had no business winning nor covering last night. And I think they're probably fat and happy after their first win. Dallas cleans them up in the Metroplex. Give me Dallas -8.5.
All right, couple bets for me. I want to start with Utah and Detroit, where Utah is like not good, but they've been fun to start the year. Walker Kessler out for the season with a shoulder injury. It's like a brutal injury for Utah. And Utah had been playing a lineup with three bigs, with Kessler, Larry Markkanen, and Kyle Filipowski. And the lineup had been really good. And now you take Kessler out of the equation here, going up against Jalen Duren and the Detroit Pistons. I think the Pistons are going to pound them. I'll lay the 9.5 with Detroit against the Utah Jazz. Pacers have no bodies. Like, everyone's hurt. And yet they're 6-point home favorites against the Nets. And I think the Nets are going to win 8 games this season. I don't think this is going to be one of them. Give me the Indiana Pacers at the death. Game starts in 15 minutes. Let's see how low the line goes. And finally, no LeBron, no Austin Reeves, no problem for Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers. Going to send wave after wave, slowly drifting, at Victor Wembanyama. Going to limit Wemby. Luka has a big game. Lakers, money line against the San Antonio Spurs. Lakers, Pacers, Pistons for yours truly. And just for the record, I kind of want to bet the Grizzlies as an 8-point home dog against Houston. I can't get there. I think we'll talk about that game a little bit on the show tomorrow.
Down to 7.5.
Everybody have an awesome Wednesday night. On behalf of Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. We will talk to everybody tomorrow on a tremendous Football Thursday.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.